Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to come on here today and share something that I don't often share, and that is a dream that I had. I had it a little while back. It's been a little while. I've been praying about it. And thought I would share it. So I had it back on July 17th of 2023. It was a very vivid dream. And in the dream, we are in this city. I was in this city. And there was more than... We were all there, just kind of there in this city. And all of a sudden, things changed. And things started really just going crazy. It looked like a movie. Buses started crashing. And they were trying to run over people. Traffic was trying to run over people. There were helicopters that were flying really low. And we knew that things had changed. In the dream, we knew that things had changed. It was very vivid. And again, you know, you had all these buses, you had all this traffic and transportation buses and all that, and they were just like trying to run over people. Helicopters flying really low. So we began running to hide. And what kept on coming back to me in this is that we knew that it had begun. And life would never be the same again. And I remember thinking, did we prepare for this time? Did we take the time to prepare as the time that was given? Because now the time was upon us. The time had come. Had we prepared the way we were supposed to? Because now the time was here. I remember that the helicopter flying very low, and it stunned everyone. You know, there was a group of people, there was a group of people there that were clamoring together, trying to figure out what was going on with all of this, what was happening. And so I stepped in the middle of them and I stopped all of the commotion because, I mean, there was just a lot of people, you know, wondering what was going on. I stepped in the middle. I stopped all the commotion. And I said, you know, they were asking what was going on. And, I stepped in and I said these words. I said, maybe this is the beginning of the New World Order. As if to say it was the beginning of the New World Order. I had someone with me that I was protecting in this dream. And it seemed like it was a little child. And I was protecting that little child. It was me and this little child, but I said this, and then after that, we were beginning to hide. We knew that life had changed, changed forever, never to be the same again. So all this happened. The buses started, you know, trying to run over people. Traffic's trying to run over people. Helicopters. All this. I mean, it just, again, it's just very vivid, but the thrust of the dream was that we now knew it. We just knew that life would never be the same again, and all of the time for preparation that had been given leading up to this time was now over. We were now in it. Time was now up, and there was no more opportunity to plan or prepare in advance. So, again, you know, there was this group of people that were clamoring around, trying, you know, what's going on? What's happening? What is this all about? Why is life just changed like this? All of a sudden, it just happened just out, you know, all of a sudden. And the people were all just around trying to figure out, you know, what's happened? What's going on? What's this all about? And again, I stepped in the middle of them. I said, maybe this is the beginning of the New World Order, as if to say it was the beginning of the New World Order. And basically, you know, what I was saying in the dream was, people didn't know what was going on, but I was like, okay, you know, this is what we've been praying about. It's what I've been praying about. It's what I've been warning about. This is what I've been warning about for, you know, 30 years, warning that hard times were coming and tribulation was coming. And been warning about it for years, trying to wake people up, trying to wake the church up. And in the dream, you know, again, the people were clueless. They saw these things happening, and they knew that life had changed, and things were very, there was chaos everywhere. And, but the people didn't know what was going on. They were clueless as to what was happening. I stepped in there and I said, well, this is it. This is the beginning of the New World Order. This is what I've been warning about, trying to prepare people, prepare the church to prepare for tribulation, hard times and suffering that was coming. And life's never going to be the same. Life has changed now. Life's never going to be the same. So whatever preparation that we've done up until that time, that's what we're left with. And now we're in it. And again, I remember me and this little child that I was protecting. We went into hiding. We realized what was happening. I told all these people, kind of like going and saying, okay, this is the hard times and suffering that I've been warning about for years, trying to wake up the church, trying to wake up the people of God, that it's coming. Hard times are coming. Tribulation is coming. And it's like, okay, this is it. We knew that life would never be the same. Went into hiding. And then I awoke. So again, you know, I've kind of paraphrased or kind of described, I think, the feelings of it all. But, you know, that's what it was. You know, it was like time was now up. All the time for preparation, you know, the Lord has been warning through his servants and, you know, through his servants. He's been warning for years, trying to wake up the church as to what is coming. Hard times coming. You know, people don't think they're going to go through tribulation. The church is asleep. People think they're going to be gone. They're going to be taken out, this, that, and the other. And that's what happens here. It's just, okay, here it is. And now this is real life. It's begun. And whatever preparation you did beforehand, you know, there's no more time for it. The opportunity is now over. We're in it. So, whatever time for praying in advance, whatever time for seeking the Lord in advance, whatever time for getting your house in order, whatever preparations they were, whatever type of preparations, the time was now over. So, It's a very interesting dream, very, very vivid. And like I said, I prayed about it, and I'm sharing it today. So be blessed in the Lord, and let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let us work while it is yet day. The nighttime cometh when no man can work. So we need to be in prayer. We need to be seeking the face of the Lord. We need to be drawing nigh unto God, that He will draw nigh unto us, and be preparing ourselves for the time that's coming. Because there's coming the time whenever there's no more time. The time for warning, the time for preparation was over. So, amen. Be blessed in the Lord, and God bless you today. Amen.